Our guest now on FFA Today is Mr. Jacob Ball, an ag instructor and FFA advisor at the Locust Trace AgriScience Center in Lexington, Kentucky. Mr. Ball also recently being named the Association for Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year. First off, welcome to the program, and can you tell us a little bit about the association and this award?
Well, for me, the ACT, or the Association of Career and Technical Education Educators, it's an organization that really serves as an advocate for different areas of career and technical education. Members include ag teachers, health science teachers, business teachers, all across their different areas of CTE. And they serve as advocates for us on a legislative agenda, to help promote the needs of educators in various areas of CTE. But it also provides, great opportunities to network with other teachers that are involved in CTE and provides us opportunities for professional development growth through different conferences and provide resources through different, sponsorships and different types of curriculum initiatives. And for me, it was an extreme honor to be recognized as the new teacher for the ACTE nationwide. It came as a shock to me. I applied for the Kentucky level, the state level, last year, and was surprised and honored to receive that award. And then, as my application, went through the regional level, which is basically Southeast United States, I represented Region 2, and then to be recognized this past December at the national conference was really a true honor.
Well, if you can think back and throughout your career and the things you've done at your current chapter and your past chapter and schools you've taught at, what do you think ultimately led you? What do you think they saw in your work to become Teacher of the Year?
Yeah, I think for me, my motto has been, this is my sixth year teaching now. It's every decision that I make or thing that I do, I always try to put students first. And the awards and things have kind of come along with that. Right now I teach at Locust Trace, but before this year, for the majority of my career, I taught at Nelson County High School in Bardstown, Kentucky. And we were a Model of Innovation finalist several years ago. And that was a real honor to be recognized as one of the top 10 chapters in the nation and in area. But we just had amazing students. And really, when I step back and allow students to truly lead the organization themselves, I think, amazing results happen. I think from a professional teaching side, I really think what helped me stand apart from other applicants is the fact that the opportunities that I pursued to help make myself better as an educator. You've got to pursue every opportunity possible, whether it is, professional development opportunities, attending different conferences, applying for grants. I've never had an administrator tell me no when I tried to pursue one of those opportunities, because it helps me become a better teacher, helps students learn in a better environment. And then, the third thing is to really involve and reach out to community partners, working with and engaging those community partners to help engage students and really promoting your program to those business leaders and community leaders that are advocates for your program. And they, when all three of those are really going at the same time, I think that's what really helped me stand out on my application.
I'm curious, how important would you say is technical education and agriculture education and FFA as well in terms of being able to get that hands-on experience for students?
I think that we've kind of gotten to a point where, it was so important that everyone go to college, and I think at some point we kind of forgot about other career opportunities, and not necessarily not going to college, but other avenues versus technical schools and hands-on training. We kind of got away from those different careers, and I think for our students that are involved in agriculture education, other CTE fields, to be able to graduate as an 18-year-old with real, tangible skills that they can go out to an employer or even, with their college admissions process to show that they have those, the 21st century skills, the employability skills of communication skills, job-specific skills, whether related to agriculture or other areas of CTE. For our students to get that hands-on, real-world experience, I think is what truly sets CTE apart from other areas in education. And it allows students to really experience how what they're learning in their core content classes can be applied to real-life situations. And I think for, to have as many students as involved in CTE as possible, I think can only benefit, future career options for them, and help build, a stronger economy and help build, a stronger, education structure as those students, continue to succeed. And I think with FFA, it's been around for, coming on 90 years now, and it's just amazing to see the impact that, what our students learn from career development events and leadership development events, the skills that they learn and then graduate, much more competitive and more prepared for life after high school than other students, I think is just an amazing opportunity for them. And I'm a huge advocate, obviously, for FFA and for CTE. And, from a selfish side as a teacher, to work with the, what I think are the best students in the school is truly a blessing. And it makes my job fun to come to work every day and have that opportunity to serve as an ag teacher. But also, of course, I really enjoy the side of being an FFA advisor.
Again, Jacob Ball, the Association for Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year, and our guest on FFA Today.